Welcome to AM Best Audio.
Munich Re has recently published its 2024 hurricane outlook. I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio, and I'm speaking today to Mark Bove, meteorologist and senior vice president, Natural Catastrophe Solutions, Munich Re America. Mark, so glad you could join us today.
Glad to be here, John.
So, Mark, let's cut right to the chase. What's the outlook for the 2024 hurricane season?
The outlook for the 2024 hurricane season is busy, busy, busy. There's most of the forecast agencies out there, like Phil Kotzblack at Colorado State, the National Hurricane Center, and others, are actually predicting that we're going to completely use up the list of names for 2024 and go to the brand new overflow list. So definitely from a frequency standpoint, it's going to be an active year and possibly the third time we exhaust the Atlantic name list. That being said, with La Nina conditions in the Pacific means we're likely to get more intense storms as well, not just more in quantity, but those that form, there's a greater chance of severity as well. And that is the biggest concern, is that there's going to be, unfortunately, a lot of chances for some very intense storms to make landfall this year. Meteorologists that work in the climate and tropical cyclone space are quite worried about this summer, and justifiably so.
So, Mark, you've touched on it a bit already. What's the reason for what's shaping up to be a very active hurricane season?
Sure. There are two reasons. The first that I already mentioned is the development of La Nina conditions in the tropical Pacific Ocean. La Nina is the cold extreme of the El Nino Southern Oscillation Cycle. And what La Ninas typically do over the main development region of the Atlantic Ocean is reduce the shear aloft so that thunderstorms and tropical cyclones, when they develop, don't get sheared apart and are able to keep their vertical column upright so it can form an eye and continue to become more intense. El Niños typically, on the other extreme, tend to rip hurricanes apart. So that is one of the first factors this year. The second is not a natural climate variability. It is man-made climate influence, and that is the extremely warm waters we're seeing in the Atlantic Ocean right now. Most of the heat trapped by the Earth system due to climate change is being trapped in the upper levels of the Earth's ocean, and we're running overall in the main development region, the Atlantic, several months ahead of time as far as what the sea surface temperatures are. Current temperatures are what they should be in August, and we're in mid-May right now. And that amount of fuel means there's already, not just later in the season, there's already a tremendous amount of hurricane fuel out there that if we do have a storm develop, particularly early season, it might have more fuel than normal to intensify and become a major storm.
Customize your data experience. Best Link now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
So, how is or how should the insurance industry respond to what could be a very active hurricane season?
Well, first I would say from an insurance and reinsurance, make sure you monitor and track your accumulations and know what your potential liabilities from these storms are when they occur. But ultimately, hurricanes are going to happen. Regardless of climate change or not, we've always had hurricanes, we always will, and they don't become real disasters until mankind gets in the way. And, you know, we've made strides with helping improve understanding construction and vulnerability to windstorms. And actually, we've seen tremendous successes in places like Florida, where, like, for example, after Hurricane Ian in 2022, there was almost no structural damage outside of the storm surge areas, which is a tremendous improvement of what it was 20 years prior in the state of Florida. And that is a testament to their stronger wind codes. The bad news is a lot of other states really haven't taken Florida's cue and still allow a lot of construction with substandard wind codes that ultimately causes more claims, but more importantly, it also, or more concerningly, it puts a lot more families and communities in harm's way, because homes that don't blow down and the more that stay intact in a community means the faster that a community can get back on its feet. Looking at the example of the Houston severe thunderstorms last night, you know, it is very concerning to see that much damage in urban areas, especially when a tropical cyclone can cause hours of 100 mile per hour winds instead of just the half hour Houston saw last night. So we're very concerned, but this is a problem that with enough effort and willpower, we as a society can solve it. The question is, do we have that willpower?
Mark, it's always a pleasure to speak with you.
Pleasure.
That was Mark Bove, meteorologist and senior vice president, Natural Catastrophe Solutions, Munich Re America. And I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.